say, write to us at Save America Ministries at $4 for postage and handling. If you're writing, get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, can I urge you to become a partner with us in this desperate moment of human history, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Who's the king of the mountain of your life? Think about it.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next half hour, the views are going to be those of Larry Pratt, a Gun Owners of America. Larry was with us on the afternoon program, so we told him he only had to be with us for half an hour tonight. How are we doing, Larry?
Well, it's getting toward the end of the day, but I'm still glad I'm able to be on your show.
I'm glad you are, too. Well, what are we talking about now? This is a different audience, so if you want to repeat what you said this afternoon, yes, please do, because I thought what you said was fascinating and so vitally important for our listeners to hear. You go right ahead.
Well, I'm glad to have the opportunity because I want people to know how the Virginia election came about. It could have been a blowout for the Republican, but there were Rhino consultants that Ken Cuccinelli had brought in, and maybe that was his effort to try to get money from the Rhino fat cats. That is probably the best explanation for why he would do that, because they ended up not giving him much money at all, and he was outspent something like $36 million to $25 million. So there's a huge spread there. And in the last, basically the last 3-4 weeks, he was quiet in the media with the ads. And McAuliffe, or as I have preferred to call him, McAuliffe, a Clinton bagman, okay, sold the Lincoln bedroom. McAuliffe was able to dominate getting his message out. And my wife and I went door to door the last couple of weeks of the campaign, and we found Republicans that had been turned off. Oh, that's all so negative. They're both, you know, bad. I'm just not going to vote. And happily, I knew Cuccinelli personally. I was able to relate my own experience with how he was willing to inconvenience himself for what he believed in, that it wasn't just words with this guy. And I think we, you know, pulled a few votes that way. As my wife said, this, what you're saying here ought to be on an ad, but there wouldn't have been any money to run it, because the RNC cut him off as of October 1.
Now, that's the Republican National Committee, and then, of course, the Republican Governor's Organization cut him off. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans were the greatest enemies with the campaign.
Absolutely.
Because, of course, we got, in my estimation, a one-party system, got two branches, and the last thing that the Republican rhinos, Republican in name only, want is a real Republican who really believes in cutting government and cutting taxes and individual freedom. When you got a one-party system with two branches, they do not really want a honest-to-goodness man who espouses Republican principles to win. Go right ahead.
Well, you are quite correct, and that was what Cuccinelli was bucking. He had won as Attorney General when they weren't throwing everything to the kitchen sink at him with 58% of the vote, which is nearly the proportions that Rhino Christie, Governor Chris Christie, up in New Jersey got. And everybody's fawning over this great vote-getter. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're really a Democrat posing as a Republican in a Democrat state, you might win pretty big.
And that, of course, is what Christie is. Christie's being touted for the running for the president's for the Republican ticket. He's a Democrat. He ought to be running as a Democrat. He's not. But he's being built up by the media. You know, we've got 50 governors. What was the last time you saw anything about the governor of, say, of Ohio or of Nebraska? You don't. Well, the establishment wants Christie to run. Why? Because he's a left-wing, left-wing Republican. Might just as well be a Democrat.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Puccinelli, a good Tea Party conservative, lost by 2 points, 2 percentage points in Virginia to a left-wing liberal who had the full support of the Democrat Party and the support of a lot of the Rhino Republicans who simply pulled their financial support from Puccinelli during the last 2 weeks. But actually, he only lost by 2%. They kept saying he was going to lose by 10 or 12%. He right. didn't. And basically, the message was what a lot of people wanted to hear. But remember, when you spend enough money, you can convince people truth is falsehood and falsehood is truth.
Oh, yeah. Let me point out that among the attacks that he had to withstand right toward the end was a campaign of robocalls saying that the first attorney general to have taken Zero Care to court was actually a supporter of Obamacare, and made by the campaign of the guy who was a supporter of Obamacare. This was so over the top, but it was Obama-esque in its lying, Obama has now been trapped. And now Obama lies about his lies, and the Republicans still aren't really nailing him.
And the Republicans, you have to understand, the leaderships of the Republican Party are going right along with us. Obama got, I heard him on Jay Leno get up and basically say, we're not spying on anybody. We're not listening to your telephone conversations. He looked right into the camera and said that. And he was lying. And he said, you know, you can keep your insurance policy. You can keep your insurance policy, your medical policy. If you like your policy, you can keep it. And he knew that wasn't true. But it's so difficult for the average individual to believe that the President of the United States would go before an audience, look into the camera, and lie. But this is what they do. And what happened is people get confused. They do not want to believe it, so they don't believe it. But unfortunately, this is the way things are going. And Obamacare is going to cost a lot of people double the cost of their health care insurance. An awful lot of people are going to lose their health care insurance. People with cancer, they're having their policies canceled, and they can't get another policy. If they do, it'll cost them three or four times as much as they did before. This is going to be a disaster. The doctors are going to certainly be regulated in what they can do. They're going to have to practice exactly as they're told. They're not going to be able to do what they think is right, but they're going to do what they're told to do. There's going to be rationing of access to health care. A lot of people, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, if not billions of people, are going to die. And yet, of course, Obama is bringing this in. It's going to ultimately begin to bankrupt America even more. We right now are bankrupt morally and soon will be bankrupt financially. And certainly in large part, not simply because of Obama, because in many instances, he has the full support of many components of the Republican Party. Go right ahead, Larry.
Well, let's address what you just said. There was an opportunity to defund zero care. In effect, it would have overturned it because no money, no program. And typically, once something gets into an appropriations budget, it stays there. It's the closest thing to eternal life that we have here outside of Jesus Christ and his salvation. The fact for instance, Schumer got a ban on having restoration of rights for felons who had demonstrated a turnaround in their life after getting out of jail, restore their rights so that they can not only vote, but buy a gun. Well, for 20, 25, 30 years, that's continued in the appropriations budget of the Department of Justice, earlier of the Treasury, but rolled over now into the Department of Justice, where the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Justice Department would have worked on restoration of rights. So that's a form of gun control right there. People that should be able to own a gun are not legally able to own a gun. And this is the kind of stuff that the Republicans simply do not take on. And then in comes a guy like Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, whose daddy I met and spent the day with on Sunday and Monday morning, and now I know why the Ted Cruz that we see is who he is.
And now, this is Senator Ted Cruz, who was the one who filibustered the Obamacare bill and did such a great job. I'm very impressed by him as well. Go ahead.
The same guy. Now, I'll tell you, Cruz knew that he was not likely to prevail because he knows what kind of spineless comrades he has in the too many in the Republican caucus. Not all, that's for sure. I don't want to say that. But too many are spineless, starting with Mitch McConnell, who happily has a Tea Party opponent and only one. The Tea Party got real smart in Kentucky. They all united behind a wealthy businessman, Matt Bevins, and he's the only guy, so far, he's the only opponent that McConnell has, and I think there may be a chance to take McConnell out. That would be a real wake-up call for the Republican establishment. You can continue to do what you're doing, But now we found a way to take you out. And it's called the Tea Party, its ability to raise money from $20 and $50 donors. And we can build enough of a campaign. We can take the battle to you. So you either come alongside of us or we're walking over you. And that it hasn't impacted McConnell yet, but I think if we succeed in that primary next year, we will see a change in attitude among some of these Republican establishment types that will be so very helpful to the cause. They might be, it's sort of like when Paul was told about, well, these guys are preaching the gospel, but they're doing it for profit. And Paul's comment was, well, as long as they're preaching the gospel, that's okay. So, and as long as they might vote the Constitution, even if it's because these dirty, rotten bums are doing it to keep their stinking skins from being hung up on the barn to dry, that's okay. As long as they vote right, that's what we want. That's what the whole process is designed to accomplish. Forget what's in their heart. Look at what they do. And right now we're looking at what they do, and we don't like what they do, and we're taking action. And so I saw in Rafael Cruz a guy who had fled Cuba, not under Castro, under Batista. He was almost shot in a firing squad and was only providentially, as he points out, saved from that. He should have been dead a couple of times as a young man, as an opponent with other young men to Batista. He had fled to the United States, was living in the United States at the time Castro took over, January 1, 1959. And sometime after that, he went back to see if the things that he'd heard, you know, if you read the New York Times, Castro was a wonderful guy. And he went back to see how things were going in his homeland. And he was horrified to see that Castro made Batista look like a choir boy. So he went back to the United States, determined that he was going to do everything he could to make sure that the United States didn't fall, because as he repeatedly says, if the United States goes dark, if the United States goes into the dark night of tyranny, there's no other place to flee. So I had the United States to flee to. If my new country goes down, I don't have anywhere to flee.
And ladies and gentlemen, the average individual can't believe America could go down. Ladies and gentlemen, we have subversive elements working right at the highest levels of our government today. I mean, we're funding certainly a terrorist movement all throughout the world. This whole Al-Qaeda Muslim Brotherhood has been funded. So we have a book called The Devil's Game, and it basically goes into how the funding of Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, starting in 1928, picked up by the CIA following World War II. Why? Why? Because you needed an enemy. You needed an enemy out there so they could rally the people behind our government and say, look at those wicked terrorists. They want to take away your freedom. We want more power over your lives. We want to listen to your telephone conversations, and that's how we're going to protect you. Ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the dictatorship. There really are people who want a dictatorship in America. They know what they're doing. But because they control the media, and if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should, because they control the media, you're never going to hear these things on ABC, CBS, or NBC. Go right ahead, Larry.
Well, Stan, I think there's a reason why the Republican establishment dislikes Cruz. And it's not just policy, but it's that his very probity, his lifestyle is offensive to them. When
he's a dedicated Christian. I would think that would be offensive to these.
That's right. And one of the ways that you see that is that I'm not sure whether he's kept his family in Texas or they've moved up here. But whenever he's in the same city with his family, okay, let's put it that way, he goes home at night to have devotions with his two little girls. He's not out partying. He's certainly not bedding down some lobbyist. He's at home with his wife and his two little girls. And when we saw during his 21-hour talk-a-thon in his effort to educate the American people about Obamacare, he did what he normally would do. At 8 o'clock, he set aside his otherwise incredibly long spoken diatribe against Obamacare and said, well, it's 8 o'clock and my little girls are accustomed to having a Bible story read to them and green eggs and ham. And he read a Bible story and green eggs and ham because that's what they were accustomed to. And somebody took a picture of the little girls watching Daddy on television around 8 o'clock. This is for real. This was not a staged moment. This is what goes on in the Cruz household. And it comes from Rafael Cruz, who is a really incredible preacher, a guy who loves the Lord, loves America, and is an enemy of slavery anywhere and you find it in the world.
Well, our guest, of course, is Larry Prout, A Gun Owner's America. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and you can call for the second hour.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Larry Pratt, and Larry's only going to be with us till the half hour, the second half hour. We're going to have open lines, so we will invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I'm not going to take any calls right now because I want to get as much information as we can from Larry during the few minutes he's going to be with us. Larry, before we do anything else, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get hold of Gun Owners of America and then get on your email list and join you in your coordinated effort to have an impact. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you see something going on in Washington, D.C., and you don't like it, well, you may want to send an email or fax to your senator, but he may not get any other on that. He's not going to pay much attention to you. But if you are part of Larry Pratt's group, I will tell you you'll have an impact, because there'll be, when you send an email on one of their issues, there'll be thousands of emails going in. Now, there are very, very few organizations in Washington, D.C. I trust. And I will tell you, even some of those that we are very close to have been infiltrated. I can't very well call one of my good friends and say, don't you know your best friend's a traitor? He's actually been paid to infiltrate your organization and neutralize you. And I could give you example after example. But I do not believe that's true with Gun Owners of America. I know Larry. I've known him for years. I know Bill Richardson, Senator Bill Richardson, who organized the California Gun Owners of America. I met him over 50 years ago, and we've been friends ever since. You can depend on Larry Pratt, and I suggest you think very seriously about joining their organization, or at least getting on their email list so that you can coordinate what you do. And you can send an email, you can send a fax, you can call, you can sort of write a letter, and you will have an impact. Larry, how can people get in touch with your organization?
Very easily. Go on the web to gunowners.org. And if you go to gunowners.org, look for the toolbar along the top. There's one of the boxes there that says Take Action. You click on that, and up pops a number of choices. Go for the one, sign up for email. It's free. And when you do that, you'll get email typically on a weekly basis, occasionally more often, almost always, like 98.9% of the time, dealing only with legislative action. We very rarely ask for financial support, but in those emails then will be embedded another email that you can send off to your member of Congress dealing with the issue that that alert has been explaining. And if you're in agreement with what we're doing, it just takes a couple of seconds to click, click, and off goes the email. And a member of Congress gets another input. We have heard repeatedly from friendly staff, and happily there are that work up on the Hill here in Washington, that keep those email coming, which translates to keep all kinds of communication coming, be it personal, be it at a town hall, be it a letter, be it a postcard, be it an email. Just let them know what you want your employees to do. If the boss doesn't issue orders, preferably at least on a weekly basis, well, then the employees, the most benign explanation will be, they won't know what they're supposed to do.
And that, of course, when he talks about the employees, talking about your congressman or your senator, well, they supposedly work for us, unfortunately. Many times they're working for what I call the Brotherhood. But I'll tell you, a lot of these people are certainly not dedicated to the right or the left. They're dedicated to staying in Washington, D.C. They know you're watching, and they know you're concerned, and they have enough concerned people in their district. They're going to listen to them, and they certainly are going to do everything they can, because they want to get reelected. Go right ahead, Larry.
Well, they do want to get reelected, and that's why you're taking the little bit of time to communicate with them. can make a big difference.
Now, once again, let's get your telephone number out. Let's get your website out again, or your email, or how they can contact you. Because I want our listeners who are really concerned about what's going on to affiliate with certainly Gun Owners of America. How can they get in touch with you again?
Best way, go to gunowners.org, look for the Take Action box on the toolbar on top, and then sign up for email. Click that. You're on board. It's free, and you'll be part of the lobby force.
God bless you, Larry. Thanks very much for being with us. And if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Larry's going to have to go because he was with us this afternoon for an hour. So we're going to give him some time off this evening to be with his family. But God bless you, Larry. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate being with you.
Okay, fine. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. Love to hear from you. Be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here. It's open line. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And as so often happens, I don't have anything specifically to talk about. So if you don't call, I'll just be rambling on here about really, I thought we'd start out talking what's really going on over in the Middle East. And of course, we know that there's a war going on in Syria. Supposedly, you're told that this is certainly a rising up of the people who want to be free and get away from Assad's dictatorship. But that really isn't true at all. Almost all of the people fighting are mercenaries who have been actually hired by Saudi Arabia and by Dubai and by the United States, because we're funding these rebels. And they're fighting, trying to overthrow Assad's government. And basically, what really this is all about is a struggle between the East and the West, at least ostensibly a struggle between China and Russia, who are aligned certainly with Assad, and Turkey, on one side, because you have Iran, you have Iraq, you have Lebanon, certainly all then aligned with Assad. And, of course, on the other side, you have the United States. You have certainly Saudi Arabia. You have all these other countries, certainly. And they're even making quiet overtures to Israel, hoping that Israel will end up attacking Iran. Because, of course, basically, it's a battle between the Sunnis on one side, and that, of course, it would be today what you would have in Turkey, what you would have in Saudi Arabia and Dubai. Certainly, most of the countries east of that are all Sunni, but they're working quietly behind the scenes with Israel, and they're trying to get Israel to bomb the Shia there in Iran. But of course, now America is shifting its position. And America, which traditionally has been very closely aligned with Saudi Arabia and opposed to Iran, is suddenly, because of the Obama administration beginning to build bridges to Iran, they're having negotiations with them. They're doing everything they can to discourage Israel from attacking Iran. And basically, of course, we're seeing an entire shift in everything going on over there. And whereas we've traditionally been allied with Saudi Arabia, we're less allied with Saudi Arabia and the other Arab states. We've traditionally been allied with Turkey. Turkey now is getting war supplies. They just signed a $4 billion contract with communist China. The whole situation over there is in a state of flux, and I think this is a prelude to a great war, and one way or another we're going to be drawn into it. And of course, there is tremendous prophetic significance about the events that are taking place in the Middle East today. And if you look at it only from a logical point of view, why would America be shifting all of its relationships over there? Why would Saudi Arabia, which has been very closely aligned with America, going back to the time of the Second World War, suddenly begin aligning itself with Russia? Well, let's go to Greg, who's calling us from Los Angeles. Hi, Greg. How are we doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Good, Dr. Stan. Yeah, Dr. Stan. Got a question, but before I do, I just want to tell you we really missed your Saturday show on KBRT here.
Well, I'm really so sorry, but that was costing a fortune. I was costing $450 a week, well over $2,000 a month to maintain that outlet there for half an hour, whereas so many of the stations we have now, it's cost much, much less than that. And we wanted to really maintain our daily programs, as you know, where you can hear us 5 hours a day on the internet. I hated to give up the KBRT situation, KBRT and the other stations we were on Saturday, but because of certainly the financial situation, I just cut that back so we can maintain our 5 hours a day that we do. Anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. What's going on with this November 13th and 14th power grid?
Well, basically, this is really very interesting. And apparently, the congressional commission that had put together this report, and they actually spent 8 years preparing it from 2001 to 2008. It was published in 2008. Have you read the report?
No, sir.
Well, it's up on the internet. Simply type in Congressional Commission 2008 Report Threat EMP Attack. and you can pull it down. It's about 180 pages. And basically, they tell basically what will happen if there is an EMP attack. And the general tone of that report is it's not a matter of if, but when we have the report. It was put together by about 8 PhDs who spent 8 years preparing this report, totally suppressed by the controlled media. Well, now that commission apparently is putting together this exercise. It's going to be on the 13th and 14th of this month, of November, and they're going to simulate what would happen in America if suddenly the electricity went off across America. What would happen to our banking system? And I will tell you, it tells you in their report the whole system would collapse, and most of the people who have their money in the bank or in bonds, I mean, it would just simply be wiped out. This is what the report says. But what would happen to our hospital system? What would happen to our ability to get water and food after a couple of days? Now, this is only to simulate what will happen. It's sort of playing a game. It's only going to be for 2 days. But I will tell you that if we were to have an EMP attack, the America we know certainly would never respond. It would take at least a decade before we were able to recover. If we ever did, America could become a second-class nation. Why they're doing it at this time, why they're having this simulated attack, simulated EMP attack, or perhaps solar flare on, and this is, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday of next week. Anyway, it's the 13th and 14th of November. Why they're doing it now, I don't know. Certainly, there's not been that much in the newspaper about it. You can look it up on the internet and find out about it. But it's being pretty well blocked out by the mainstream media. How did you hear about it, Greg?
I heard your, I think it might have been in your interview with Fletcher, Bob Fletcher. I think.
Yes, Bob's certainly well aware of this. And I would hope that people out there in the listening audience will go up in the, to the search engine and type in simulated EMP attack on November 13th, 14th. They can read all about it, but go right ahead.
Yeah, just wondering how much of this really is just a... I'm just concerned that this could really, go south intentionally or accidentally and really be a crisis.
We don't know. This is the thing. Yes, it's something could happen that the other side could correlate this. As certainly we know, certainly on the day of the Boston bombing, they knew there was going to be a bombing. They were having a simulated bombing that day on the day of the 9/11 attack. Certainly in September 11th of 2001, they had a simulated attack. In fact, they had a number of simulated attacks that day. So people were confused. But I'm not going to suggest that's what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know why they're putting it on. All I do know is that they're going to have the simulated attack, and most people have not heard about it because of the degree of control that exists today over the media, over the internet, and over what most people think. But if you know where to look on the internet, you can check it out. People will find it's real. And basically, one of the most disastrous things that will happen is the total disruption of our banking system. And since most people's money, they don't have money. They simply have a bank account, and their money's in the bank. But there's no money there. It's all electronic money. And should this terrible thing happen, I don't suggest it's going to happen next week, but should we have this sort of an attack, why most people would be wiped out financially. Let me just mention, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk, it's open lines. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-295. And we've got Greg calling from Los Angeles asking about this simulated EMP or solar event next week on the 13th and 14th of November. Greg, maybe they're playing games with us. Maybe there's nothing to worry about. Maybe they have got everything in place and we don't know. because most of what the government does is done in secret. We do know, for instance, that 13 years ago when we had the threat of Y2K, they actually spent billions of dollars. There was a problem. It was not an imaginary problem, but they spent billions of dollars. They had teams going all across the country, suddenly reprogramming the programs and taking the Y2K bug out. So that when actually it came about, why many people thought there was going to be just terrible things happening, and they knew nothing was going to happen because they knew it had all been corrected. The difficulty and the difference between what happened suddenly in the year 2000 and what is going on, will be going on here in America, is that nothing is being done, at least as far as I can determine, to actually correct the situation. We have a number of friends back in Washington, D.C., like Ambassador Henry Cooper, a personal friend of mine. We've had him as a speaker at our program. And if you haven't seen the talk he gave for our conference last year, well worthwhile getting the DVD. And then we have a 4-CD set with people we've come to know and really like and I consider friends, people like Michael Maloof, Peter Pry, and the others. And these are experts on this. These are well-educated people. Michael Maloof was certainly with the Defense Department for 30 years. When he retired, he was a reporting director to the Undersecretary. He writes for WorldNet Daily now and is trying to get the information out, and we do carry his book, A Nation Forsaken. That's A Nation Forsaken, going into what happens to America if we did have an EMP attack. But we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they're scaring us to death, or maybe there's a very real threat. We're just going to have to wait and see. Go ahead, Greg.
Is our water supply dependent on electricity, I would imagine?
Well, it depends on the situation. Basically, of course, if the water can run downhill, it's not. And basically, where I live, we have a large reservoir up the mountains. It's called like Loch Lomond. And the water from there can drain downhill. But then it has to be gotten into the home. So you need electric pumps to pump water into most homes. And so basically, with a very short period of time, once the generators were gone, why you wouldn't be able to get water through regular channels. You wouldn't be able to get food through regular channels because, of course, the ability even to manufacture gasoline and diesel would be shut down within a matter of just a very, very few weeks. And the whole infrastructure of society would simply begin to collapse. And I recommend very strongly this report. It's, as I say, you can get it. We provide it, but, of course, we have to charge you for it because it's 180 pages. But you can get it on the Internet simply by going to your search engine and typing in 2008, a Congressional Commission EMP threat or the threat of an EMP attack, and pull it down and read it. Well worthwhile reading, but the whole infrastructure, there's no water, there's no banking system, and suddenly there's no fuel, suddenly there's no food would very soon become in short supply. Suddenly the medical healthcare system would begin to collapse. The business would begin to collapse. The monetary system would collapse. The whole thing would come down. That was the decision put forward by the 8 scientists, 8 PhDs who did the study. Totally blocked out by the controlled media. Congress actually had read the report. And unanimously, we're talking about every Democrat, every Republican, every independent in the House of Representatives voted for a resolution to immediately simply remedy the situation. That was in 2010. But despite the fact there was a unanimous vote, I mean, you never get that in Congress, but a unanimous vote, one vote in the Senate negated that, and they have never again been able to get the legislation out of the Congressional, the House of Representatives committees. The legislation is called the SHIELD Act, S-H-I-E-L-D, the SHIELD Act, and you can have a computer, you can pull it down and read it. Somebody is blocking it. Why would anybody block doing something? For a few $100 million, we could protect our major cities. For about $2 billion, we could protect the whole country, $1.5 billion. We could protect the whole country. It would be relatively easy to do. Why aren't we doing it? It doesn't make any sense, Greg, unless there is another agenda there. And, of course, I've thought many times that it is the establishment of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness behind it. But that doesn't really make sense. They want the electric system, the electronic system, because that's how they're able to listen to our telephone conversations. That's how they're able to tap everything we do on our computers. That's how they're able to have their cameras on the street corners to watch us. That's how they have this entire electronic system set up, and these massive systems out in the Utah desert. But it's all electronic, where they can monitor everything we've said. They record every one of our telephone conversations, every one of our emails, every one of our faxes, but it's all done electronically, and they wouldn't have the electronics. So I do not honestly believe it is the Brotherhood that's doing it. So if they're not them, who is? Go right ahead, Greg.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. Yeah, that does seem somewhat of a mystery. Yes, sir. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, please keep listening. I hope you can get those other people down there and in the Los Angeles area listening. And just tell people, about our program. Encourage them to listen, and hopefully I can convince them. And basically, you can change their lives if they'll start listening to our program. They'll start out thinking we're crazy, and then before long, they'll be afraid we're not.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. The announcer who followed the program when KBRT, I think she used to say that once in a while. You may think that Dr. Stan doesn't know what he's talking about, but look up what he says, and after a little while, you'll realize, yeah, he's telling the truth.
Well, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, believe me. I don't make any money. I don't take a salary. In fact, it's a very expensive proposition to do what we do. But fortunately, God has been good, and we have a lot of people supporting us, so we are able to continue doing what we're doing. And so basically, it's good to know you're down there and listening to us on the Internet, and encourage others to listen, will you?
Yes, we do. My wife and I, we do contribute to your ministry. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate your help and support, Greg. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, but we're living, ladies and gentlemen, in very, very dangerous times. Basically, of course, we've had the most wonderful life here in America. Basically, of course, we have more socialism here than they ever had in Russia. We have a wonderful social security system. We have a wonderful Medicare system. We have certainly the food stamps. We have housing allowances. We have all sorts of allowances as far as people on welfare and disability. We have certainly the food stamp program. The only trouble is we can't afford it. We're going behind $1 trillion at least. Well, that's what they will tell you, it's $1 trillion a year. Actually, if you use the GAAP, that's the generally accepted accounting principles, we're going behind about $3 or $4 trillion a year. We're going behind $3 or $4 trillion a year. If you use the generally accepted accounting principles, they won't do that. So the last thing they want you to know is what's really going on. Dr. Stan will be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Sydney, this is the time I need to remind all of you out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and suddenly get our four best tapes of the month, the CDs of the month, and get our newsletter. Or you can simply subscribe to the newsletter. Or you can certainly get the DVDs and books and CDs that we offer. Or certainly you can certainly get that we actually carry a number of products. We carry certainly health products. And if you certainly people need to be taking supplementary iodine, so we carry something called Iodorol. Most people are certainly low in their thyroid function, so you take Iodorol and hopefully this certainly gets your thyroid functioning better. And then, of course, we carry magnesium because 80% of the population after 40 or so are deficient in magnesium, and you need it for proper function of your brain and your heart and your muscles. And certainly magnesium is really very beneficial. We know a lot of people who've actually taken magnesium. They've been able to get off a lot of their heart medicine. So, and then, of course, people need vitamin supplements, specifically vitamin D3, large, high-dose vitamin D3, about 5,000 units a day. And then, of course, we have multiple vitamin supplements, and we have all sorts of health products, things that Barbara and I take. And, well, I'm going on 85. I'll be 85 in February, doing pretty well, financing pretty well as far as my mind is concerned. And basically, if you'd like to get a list of the health products that we carry, why they help Radio Liberty and they will help you, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the list of health products. And then, of course, we do carry the Berkey water filters, and then we carry the Miracle Tooth soap products. We even have a line of spices. Why spices? Well, because it's a means of generating funds. But even more than that, it spices up your food. We've used these for 20 years, and I just got the idea. Why don't we just see if they sell it to us wholesale, and we can market it to our listeners? And they jumped at the price. So basically, usually people start out getting just little tiny bottles of the spices, and then they come back and they get the giant bottles. And I will tell you that it really does make your food ever so much better. These are unique spices, and we certainly recommend them. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly you can find a lot of the information at our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We were talking a little earlier about the danger of an EMP attack. This is not simply theoretical. It's very real. And basically, we have an excellent four CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have a DVD. Actually, it's a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper when he was a guest here last year in October at our conference. And suddenly that's the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD. We actually carry the book by Michael Maloof. It's called A Nation Forsaken. And of course, Michael, we've interviewed a number of times. He actually was 30 years with the Defense Department when he retired. He was reporting directly to the Undersecretary of the Defense. He actually, of course, writes now for WorldNet Daily. You can see his articles there regularly. But his book, A Nation Forsaken, we think is important. So you can get these items, either the 4-CD set, or the DVD, or the book, by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what the problem is. Fortunately, there's a lot about this up on the internet, but certainly the DVD and the 4-CD sets are unique for Radio Liberty. You need to find out what's going on. You're going to need to make preparations financially and other ways in case this should come to pass. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Certainly our webpage is radioliberty.com. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian, our Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw, who is with Freedom Advocates. And he talks extensively on the Agenda 21. I believe he's primary person, understands more about this than anybody else I know. And this is the agenda, the plan for the 21st century. It's put forward by a group of very evil and wicked people who want to transform not only America, but the whole world. And you say, that sounds crazy. Who in their right mind would want to transform the whole world? Well, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. They know exactly what they're doing. They have great wealth, and they want to modify the structure of our government and our society and societies all throughout the world. And they're using the phony threat of certainly of global warming and of environmental problems to justify the draconian steps that they're putting in place, their population control agenda, which is intent upon killing off billions of people. And without further ado, Michael Shaw to talk about Agenda 21. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be on your show. It's refreshing to be back with this audience. It's been a while.
Well, we're always glad to have you. So that's why we asked you to come on and bring us up to date with what's going on.
Well, I want to kind of give some general overviews of Agenda 21 and particularly how people can find out information and get involved in your local community to fight off this behemoth that is threatening to transform our society and intends to transform even our nature. And so I would say that it is very safe to characterize the Agenda 21 action plan as the greatest threat mankind has ever faced. Maybe before we get started, I'd like to put the action plan of Agenda 21, that is, the program to transform today's world into a totalitarian world government, and put it in the framework of what came before the action plan of Agenda 21, and what will come after its implementation, so that we see this as a long-term program that's been in effect for a very long time already, and it is now moved into its final phase, that is localizing globalist policy. Now, that is what Agenda 21's action plan is intended to do, is to take the policies that are preferred by the global establishment and implement them at the local level. After all, you know, just the fact that we're living under a monetary system that is internationalized, that is fiat, meaning that it's just money that's created out of thin air and then loaned out to us, creating debtors out of a once sovereign people, you know, really provides an understanding of the foundation from which Agenda 21 springs. And it's important to understand that foundation because it gives us the ability to see that Agenda 21 is not far-fetched, because the world has already centralized and consolidated power. And that's evidenced by world trade policy and by the monetary policy of this nation and the rest of the world. All of it is able to be controlled by a very narrow elite. And that's the ultimate threat we face today.
And it's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very real. These people do want to consolidate the world under their control. Why would anybody want to do that? They have a different agenda because they have a different worldview. And they're people of great wealth, and they're doing a great job of getting it together.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply talking about what is Agenda 21. Well, and basically, of course, what is Freedom Advocates, his organization, do? They're trying to educate people about what's really going on today. And you have to understand that suddenly this whole Agenda 21 program began here in Santa Cruz long before it went any other place. Now, I live in Santa Cruz. Michael lives in Santa Cruz. But he got involved in this 14 years ago when he found out that the major function of this Agenda 21 was to do away with private property, to do away with your ability to do what you wanted to do with your private property. And basically, he was just describing that this whole idea is to change the entire world and bring it under the control of a ruling elite. And basically, he was laid out three plans. And of course, the first one, the abolition of private property. The second one, education for globalization. And they've taken over our educational system. You may have heard of Common Core Education. It is simply a vehicle by which the educational system gains control of the minds of your children and convinces them that the best thing we can do is take away private property rights, take away individual freedom. We need to have an all-powerful government to protect the environment, which of course is endangered. And what's the third point, Michael?
Well, the third point is use technology to monitor and control all human action. And people, you used to sort of shun at the idea that government was in effect, pursuing that. But even that has begun to soften in the public's view in that they now recognize through the Snowden disclosures that, in fact, the government is watching us. And the government does have consequences if they don't like what they see. And so, you know, that element is already illustrating itself as a circumstance where government today is really working to have a complete dossier on you tomorrow, if they don't already have it. And that dossier is going to be used to determine what our use to the society is. And when you talk about population reduction, which comes out of the Agenda 21 documentation, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, this big 1,000-page book actually says in it that if the world is to remain industrialized, the population must be reduced by 85%. So we begin to see that this very
Let me repeat that, Michael. Basically, they're talking about reducing the world population by 85%. People say, well, that's crazy. How would you do that? Well, there's lots of ways you'd do it. You'd poison the water. You'd poison the air. You'd poison the vaccines. You'd poison the medicines that we're doing. You'd poison suddenly everything we come in contact with. You'd certainly do everything you could to encourage abortion and contraception. And basically, they are doing this. Remember, the United States has actually funded Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood has supervised 400 million abortions, murder of unborn children in China, 400 million abortions in India, 400 million abortions in Russia. Suddenly, American tax dollars at work, and nobody ever talks about these things, or seldom does. The average individual doesn't understand that they've already killed several billion people. Go right ahead.
Well, let me talk a little bit about Freedom Advocates, because listeners who have not tuned into Freedom Advocates, but who are somewhat aware and concerned about this advancing program called Agenda 21, or in your community it may be called Sustainable Development. The two are synonymous terms. So if you're concerned about these dynamics, and you want to begin to figure out how you can make a difference, I suggest you visit Freedom Advocates. You can spend a lot of time studying there. We've got a deep well of information that includes the documents that are relevant to this issue, many essays and other writings that begin to explain how it can happen, how it is happening, with examples of what's happening in ordinary communities, whether they be metropolitan or rural, across the country. Because when you begin to see the patterns, you know, the same things happening here, there, and everywhere, the controls over water, the monitoring of individual action through cameras or RFID driver's license. That is a kind of license where, you know, your driver's license can be read while it's being carried in your purse or in your pocket by scanners, and then tapped into massive information banks that can tell the reader anything they want to know about you. You see, our privacy is being dislodged, and the TSA disclosures are pure evidence of that. So it's no longer hypothesis for us to articulate that. These advances against our individual rights are being undertaken by our government. And, we need to take note of this because it fits into a comprehensive program and plan. But our website, Freedom Advocates, has focused on giving this information. We've got a lot of PowerPoints that can be examined and used. I mean, we've got cartoons and other kinds of graphics. But it's the documentation that's there. It's mass video presentations of Agenda 21 from all across the country, and audio recordings. Many here from Radio Liberty and from outlets across the country and really around the world. And so you can gain a broad based and clear understanding of what the Agenda 21 action plan is by visiting Freedom Advocates. Now, I'm pleased to say that after 14 years of putting together this dynamic at Freedom Advocates and having fueled a lot of people around the country with the information they need to take on their local government. You see, the action plan is a global to local program. And the only way the globalists, who are in control of monetary systems everywhere, in control of trade policies everywhere, you know, these obligations of our Congress have been abandoned and handed over to foreign interests. Congress no longer makes trade policy. The World Trade Organization makes trade policy. NAFTA makes trade policy. Congress has abandoned a key responsibility, that makes possible the arrangement of a centralized world government system that is designed and intended to be totalitarian in its implementation. Now, what that means to the average American is the principles by which Americans have lived by for over two centuries will be abandoned. The political recognition of unalienable rights will be abated. When government no longer recognizes your unalienable right to life, liberty, and property, the program of Agenda 21 can be finalized. And if you look around today, you'll find that my unalienable rights, your unalienable rights, everybody's unalienable rights have been capped. They've been limited. They've been snuck away from you.
And I think it's so important, Michael, that people already understand that this is long-range planning. Basically, when they brought in Social Security back in 1933, 1934, they said, you know, basically now you're going to have a number, but this number will never be used for anything else. So we just want to give you money. And people said, no, that's certainly what it says in the Bible. They're talking about the mark of the beast. Everybody's going to have a number. Oh, no, we would never use that number for anything other than to give you money, because we really want to help the elderly. Well, today, of course, your Social Security number is used for everything. They were lying then. They listen to every one of your telephone calls, no matter what. Certainly, President Obama says they're listening to your telephone calls, reading your emails, reading your faxes. It's all done by computer, but the records are kept permanently. Certainly, they watch your banking records. Anytime you buy anything with your credit card, a permanent record is kept of that. They have their cameras every place. They're taking pictures of you and watching you that way. They can watch you with a drones, certainly, and they watch and monitor people all across America. People find it so difficult to believe that these things are going on, but they really are, and certainly there are so large divisions of government. Their only job is to monitor people, keep track of them. Anybody who speaks out against government, they have a record on it, and it's all part of this move towards the world dictatorship. And basically, this is a long-range planning. You must understand this is not a imaginary. It's really very real, and they're using Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, because this is when they're going to consolidate control, not only in America. They're doing this all across the world. That's what's so angry with Snowden, because he brought out that we're listening to the conversations in Europe, we're listening to the conversations in England, we're listening to the conversations in Russia and certainly in the Middle East. We're listening to conversations and recording them all throughout the world. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I think every individual in America needs to think about a couple of things. And I'll just pose a few questions for people to mull. The question becomes, should we accept mandated indoctrination programs from our school officials, or should parents direct the terms of their child's education? Every parent needs to think about that. I mean, the number of times I've gone out and spoke on these subjects, and the numbers of grandmas, young grandmothers, I mean, people with young grandchildren come to me, and many of them have broken down talking about how they lost their child, you know, the parents, the grandchildren, through the government education system, how they were raised with a certain set of values that were upset in their schools, and how their children came out as different people without recognition of their ancestors' values and of the traditional American concept. These are the people operating in the middle class today who are preparing the soil for the globalist takeover.
And that's why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our school and believe, destroy faith and everything, and tell people they determined what was right and wrong. And we're laying the foundation for chaos, crisis, and eventual dictatorship.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Michael, you go right ahead. And Michael, something been talking about how this whole Agenda 21 working behind the scenes, and of course they have their agents in key positions in every aspect of our society. And the fact that you don't hear about these things simply reflects the degree of control they have over the media and ultimately over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, to just reflect a little bit again on the context in which Agenda 21 has been able to rise in terms of managing the American people. It really is centered at the international level. And, a great check and balance, is a system of honest money. The Constitution proclaims that money is to be predicated upon gold and silver. Well, just because the Constitution says that, that's no regard to 20th or 21st century Congresses, because it was 100 years ago this year that we adopted an international monetary system that is highly controlled and organized at the top, at a very narrow level. It was Rothschild who gained control of the Bank of England during the 19th century. And when he did that, he said, "Let me make the money," meaning out of thin air, "and I care not," he said, "who makes the laws." Well, why would he say that? Well, he said that because he knew that if he could make the money and be the great lender of last resort to a nation or to the world, that he could create conditions where the legislators did what he wanted. And that he is a reference to the international banking cartel. Today, they're in total control. There isn't a nation in the world that has an honest monetary system. They're all predicated on this idea of fiat money coordinated at an international level, at the Bank of International Settlements, as a matter of fact. And through this, power has been concentrated. And the old American adage when I grew up was, these terrible things couldn't happen because we had a dispersal of power in this country. But today we've got an executive department that thinks it can execute executive orders at will on any subject they choose. As a consequence, a good study is a study of the executive power exercises undertaken by all of the recent presidents, many of which serve the interests and goals of the centralized globalization process that we're enduring today. And as I made brief mention earlier, the World Trade Organization takes that another step, because now we find in two generations' time that the average American family that consisted of one wage earner and a family was able to have one parent at home raising children. Government doesn't like that. So they create a new economic system for America where all that we consume is produced offshore, where our job opportunities are greatly shrunk, where our debt escalates wildly. But most importantly, both parents are taken out of the home, so the government has control of the children. So today we sit in a spot where that's a rather ominous notion, to consider the power that world government advocates have already gained over our society. But Agenda 21 is how they come in and reinvent, to use Al Gore's word, to reinvent the nature of government. And what they're reinventing is the nature of local government. Now, I think that the big information that we at Freedom Advocates have been consistent over the last period of time in attempting to bring to the attention of the American people is this idea that Gore wasn't talking about something in the future. He was talking about something that had been already in the process of implementation for 40 years before he said that in the 1990s.
And basically, of course, what they're doing is they're creating regional governments and doing away with certainly locally elected officials. And here in the Monterey Bay area, we have AMBAG, the Monterey Bay Governments Association of Monterey Bay Governments. Certainly up in the Bay Area, they have the ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. And basically, they get these local governments to come into it up in the San Francisco Bay Area, a third of $1 trillion, and you join up, you give away your sovereignty, while you get all this federal money, and basically, of course, though, that we will control what's done in your area. It is not the function of the federal government to put up money so they can control us locally, but that's exactly what's going on, and we'll be back in just a moment with Michael as we explore Agenda 21, a truly diabolical program.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Sean. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply talking about this whole idea of technocracy, how this really originated back in the 1930s. And basically, this was how you were going to have a government that was going to be run by technocrats, by bureaucrats who were highly trained, who knew how to rule. Well, of course, then back in the 1930s, why, of course, it didn't go any place because they didn't have the technology to do it. But the people of great wealth, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the other people at the upper echelons of this whole diabolical movement are working to bring about a technocratic rule today. And Michael was just saying that Pat Wood, who's a personal friend of ours, is certainly working with freedom advocates, researching this whole idea of technocracy, which is the basis of the unfolding government today. And we're doing away, certainly, with local government entities. You probably think you have a city or a county. No, we're going to regional government in the Bay Area. It's the ABAG, America Association of Bay Area Governments. Down where we are, it's AMBAG, Association of Monterey Bay Areas. And of course, we get lots of money from the federal government. All we have to do is give up our local sovereignty to have this take place. And I'm going to let Michael develop these ideas of technocracy in a moment. But before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with freedom advocates, get in touch with your effort to educate the American people about this truly subversive movement, operating at the highest level of our government, controlling both political parties, and making mockery out of representative government. How can people get in touch with you and get the information from freedom advocates?
Well, it's easy enough. It's freedomadvocates.org. When you're there, you've got plenty of options to examine and study all elements of the Agenda 21 action plan. And, that information has been used by people across the country to apply to their local circumstance. You know, when you get the big picture and you see some examples, you then can go back to your local newspaper and understand what's really going on at your city council or your county board of supervisors. And you can begin to see how, I don't care where you are, you can begin to see after the study of freedom advocates how it is your town is on the same path as Santa Cruz. And that's not a position you want to be in. So I recommend and have been, but increasingly so now, people go to Freedom Advocates, begin the study, begin to see the examples of how people have reacted to this and how benefits, strides are being made by the good guys. I mean, no town has rid themselves of Agenda 21 policy. That's pretty hard. You got to throw the federal government out of your community to start with, to really be past Agenda 21. But roadblocks are being put up. A defense is being created, and you need to become part of that. And if your town is not awakening to these dynamics, well, then you've got a reason to get up in the morning. Because if we sleep through this, we're going to wake up into a world where we've got a scientific dictatorship, and where that dictatorship begins to create, again, the study of Pat Wood, the study of transhumanism. And this is the scientific concept of melding human beings with other species in order to make them the perfect agent of those who are in control of the earth, thinking themselves to be omnipresent and all-powerful. And so what we're really doing is we're fighting, as you always say, a spiritual battle against the forces of this takeover who want to truly modify, change, and redirect the nature of the human experience. So that's why I say this totalitarian dictatorship that sits behind the Agenda 21 protocol is the most serious threat to humanity in all of history. So we can either shy away from the battle and be consumed by the consequences of what's in place today, or we can stand up locally. There's not much we can do in D.C., but we can stand up locally. We can make our local city officials and county officials responsible for the actions they're taking, and at Freedom Advocates, go back to why there's an advantage to study at Freedom Advocates, is you can learn how to deal with local officials. You can create conditions, for instance, where you can issue specific public officials what's called a misprision of treason. Now, in California, you know, we have a statute dating from our original year of statehood, 1850. Statute Penal Code number 37, right on top of the books, dealing with misprisions of treason. Every state that I know of has a misprision of treason provision. Now, what a misprision of treason is that you go to an elected official and you say, there are treasonous activities happening on your watch. That treasonous activity, of course, is the actions undertaken by your planning department pursuant to American Planning Association directives to implement Agenda 21 in your community. They have standard boilerplate ordinances that your cities are adopting, and your city council is sitting by and letting this stuff happen. A misprision of treason says to those responsible leaders that they've got a duty to halt this behavior, or they're guilty of what's called a misprision of treason, which is a misdemeanor. But the beauty of the charge that you make against your district attorney for not taking action, or your sheriff, or your county boards of supervisors, or your city council people, is you say, look, you're responsible for cleaning this action out. If you don't, you're responsible for a misprision of treason. And guess what? You might laugh at me today. But a misprision of treason charge has no statute of limitations. So if Americans win this battle against the globalists that's occurring in society today, it's not a battle between leftists and rightists. It's a battle between Americans and globalists. If we Americans win this battle, we're going to dust off those old misprision of treason notices that were filed with your city clerk or your county clerk, and we're going to see those people prosecuted. And while a misprision violation is a misdemeanor, if we can tie those same individuals into the globalist action plan called Agenda 21, then they'll find themselves indicted for misprision and convicted of treason. Again, no statute of limitations. So we have our lifetimes to make the people responsible for taking us down this ugly path. And that's a possibility that is just one of the arsenals in our defensive posture to push Agenda 21 policy out of your community. And many, many communities have made great advances in the last year. And, you know, it's still a minority, and none of them have been a full take-back of their towns. But as awareness grows, as your opportunity for understanding this information simplifies, and that's always our effort at Freedom Advocates, to simplify the conveyance of this information. We do it through writings, through audios like this show, and through video productions. And so the information you need is available. It's a heady study, but once you get it, everything fits into place, and you will know what your own mission is in your own community to get the town on the track towards a restoration of American values and off this globalist pursuit for a new order and a new totalitarian government where human human beings are regarded as chattel.
And let me just simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, they're constantly manipulating us. I mean, for years, I was always told there was a real threat of communism, and communists were going to come and get us. The communists were going to try to take our country over. And basically, they focused our attention on the enemy over there. Whereas actually, of course, it was all being largely funded by people of great wealth here who were bringing socialism. Here we have far more socialism and socialist programs in the United States than they have ever had in either communist Russia or communist China. But they focused our attention overseas so we would not see what's going on here. They did the same thing with Nazism. They're doing the same thing with terrorism today. The enemy is not certainly in Russia or in China or in the Middle East. The enemy is right here in the United States, and most of those enemies overseas are working very, very closely with the people here who are intent upon bringing this totalitarian form of technocracy or government into the homes and every local community in America. They're well along the way, and the fact that you haven't heard of this before is simply a reflection of the control of the media and the control over what the vast majority of the American people think and believe. But because of the efforts of freedom advocates and of Michael, people all across the country are waking up. And in communities all across the country, action is being taken to suddenly bring the information to these city councils and the boards of supervisors and various government bureaucracies. And basically, suddenly, things are looking up, aren't they, Michael, as far as the response of people once they understand the subversive nature of what's going on in their community?
Oh, yes, but that's a great source of hope, and it shouldn't be abandoned. But let me tell you, the hill is still steep. And as you climb that hill, you find more and more obstacles being put in your place. And in fact, I'll make mention of the broad category of obstacles that are maybe the most threatening. You can look around and see where the activity by citizens has been the most profound in beginning to expose Agenda 21 to the local populace. There are more than a handful of towns now that have elected people who ran on the basis of blocking Agenda 21 action in their community. We need a lot more of that, but I can tell you that has already begun. But the reality is that these, I call them the grand Soviet scheme that exists in America today, and which is headed by this concept of regional government, is worth noting and understanding even as you begin your study, because this is where the action is going to really play out. By regional government, I mean the reinvention of American government, and it's done this way. Dwight Eisenhower created in the 1950s this system of COGS. COGS are councils of government. In the San Francisco Bay Area, that includes 7 counties and 101 cities, about 7.5 million people. Now, the Council of Government there, you've made reference to them, the ABAG organization, has come up with a plan that really comes from the federal government to remake the Bay Area, to turn thoroughfares into public transportation corridors only, with stack-and-pack housing built all along this corridor, with the intention that the job, the Silicon Valley job, will be interspaced between these high-rise, smart growth living environments, all the way up and down the El Camino from San Jose to San Francisco.
And they want to get people out of their homes. You say, why would they want that? Because they want you someplace where they can watch you and control you and regulate you and monitor everything you do. And so they want to get you into these smaller little areas right along the major thoroughfares, multi-story, certainly, of housing. And then, of course, certainly you work on the first floor, you buy your groceries on the base floor, and everything is watched and controlled. Would that be a fair estimate?
Well, that's a fair estimate, and I don't care where you are today, you are helping to fund this One Bay Area program. And if you live in metropolitan areas today, you can rest assured that you will get the equivalent of One Bay Area after this grand experiment in the San Francisco Bay Area takes force and effect. In fact, we have a video at our website, the short one, that shows the advocates of Agenda 21 proclaiming that San Francisco Bay Area is no longer really a part of California, that it doesn't take its directions from Sacramento. Instead, they claim the Bay Area is America's first city-state, operating and reporting in on an international basis, and, no longer subject to American perspective.
Now, is this is what they are actually saying? Are they actually admitting what they're doing?
Oh, they're proudly proclaiming their achievements. Now, what's happened with ABAG and the One Bay Area Plan is they've rolled it out. They've had an election made by these unelected representatives, and ABAG has overwhelmingly adopted their One Bay Area program. And this is despite the fact that San Francisco is the first area in the country to wake up to the idea of these COGs. And consequently, hundreds of people at each county's COG meeting showed up in 2012 to object to the One Bay Area plan. It was universal rejection at these public hearings as to the One Bay Area program. Notwithstanding that, it was almost unanimously adopted by these unelected bureaucrats who run ABAG. And so consequently, $300 billion is being invested into a remake of the infrastructure of the Bay Area.
$300 billion?
$300 billion.
$300 billion, that's how they're buying this thing off. Believe me, a lot of people are going to get a lot of bribes and benefits from this, but it's not going to be the average individual. They're buying the support of the people. They're promoting this total restructure of the Bay Area. And the fact that most people have never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the media and over what the majority of the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, people say, well, how can this happen? We've got a system of government. How does it break apart this way? The way it breaks apart is that the COGs, which were birthed over half a century ago, have quietly accumulated power to the point where now everything a city does must be approved by the COGs. You say, well, how can that be? I say, well, it happens this way. The federal government says COGS are voluntary. Don't complain about COGS, they're voluntary. Well, what happens if the city says, we're not going to be a part of this COG? Well, what happens then is that all the citizens of that town who pay taxes to the federal government find that no money comes back to their town. So it's a program of extortion that induces every city to be a member of the COG. And once you're a member of the COG decides all the rules for local government. It is a Soviet-style takeover of America. Al Gore was right. American government has been reinvented. That reinvention is being fully implemented today with programs like One Bay Area. The public needs to come to understand that and needs to take their position.
And the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing about this, you're not hearing about what's going on at these meetings, you're not hearing about the disapproval of it, because the media is controlled. It's time you got involved if you really care about what sort of country you're going to leave for your children.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, certainly our guest, Michael Shaw, and we hope you enjoy the program. Michael is just saying they lost their 501c3. The government targeted them. Why? Because, of course, we're dealing with a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. These people don't want opposition. And freedomadvocates.org is the finest organization in the country, exposing the subversive nature of Agenda 21, which is the official policy of the people who control America today. Michael, we're out of time. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon. God bless you for everything you do. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, you need to get information on this. We actually have a DVD Michael did a year or so ago. It's called Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. That's Michael Shaw's DVD, Agenda 21, the Wretching Transformation of America. Then, of course, I have a DVD. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And you can get that with a syllabus that has many of the Agenda 21 documents in it. Some of them we talk about in my talk. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. I don't want to burden you down with an awful lot of the material. We've got all sorts of things on sustainable development, four shape sets on that. But if you get either one or the other DVD, and hopefully you'll get both of them along with my syllabus, Agenda 21, and it goes along with the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan talk. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the subversive movement, which is behind all of this. These people of great wealth in America who've been funding communism since its inception, going back generations, who funded the Nazi movement. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we funded the Nazi movement both before, during, and after the World War II. Have you never heard of Operation Paperclip? We actually have a four CD set on Operation Paperclip, and suddenly going into how we helped the Nazis escape to South America. All over the world, we even brought well over 1,000 of them to the United States. These are the war criminals responsible for the murder of millions of people. There is only one, certainly, I think it's just a handful of Nazis who were tried at Nuremberg. But they put that on just show to make you think that they were trying to punish the Nazis. If you want to know what really happened to Adolf Hitler, you need to get certainly the book, The Grey Wolf, and you can even get my interview with the author of the book. I mean, it talks about how Adolf Hitler was helped escape to South America, where he lived out his life. And the author that I talked to interviewed the people who knew Adolf when he was there, who actually took care of Adolf prior to his death in 1962. Well, you say, if that's true, why do we hear about it? And you don't hear about it, ladies and gentlemen, because the media is controlled. And that's why I do 5 hours a day of radio, trying to get people to understand and really be concerned about what's going on. Because if we lose America, why, of course, certainly we will lose any hope that our children have for a better life. And, of course, there are going to be terrible, terrible consequences. And certainly the wicked people who run America and control both political parties are certainly bring about this totalitarian regime they're planning with the massive murder of millions of people, as we pointed out, if you haven't heard my talk on, certainly population control, the secret agenda. Population control, the secret agenda. You can get it at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and certainly you can listen to our programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters, and we do hope if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help. We need this to continue doing what we're doing and maintain our networks in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. For 5 hours a day, we're getting the truth out. And then again, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful. America,